The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit is reporting 106 new COVID-19 cases and one new death in its latest update posted Friday, December 10. The death being reported today is a Barrie resident. The new cases reported in Simcoe County today are as follows. Barrie, 30, 12 youth under 18 years old, 8 people between 18 and 34 years old, 4 people between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, 2 people between 65 and 79 and 3 people over the age of 80. 5 cases are linked to close contact transmission, 3 are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Springwater, 9, 6 youth under the age of 18, 2 people between 35 and 44 and 1 person between 45 and 64. 2 cases are linked to close contact and the rest remain under investigation. Orillia, 7, 1 youth under the age of 18, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 and person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact, and the rest remain under investigation. Innisfil, 6, 3 youth under the age of 18, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, and 2 people between 45 and 64 years old. 1 is linked to close contact and the rest remain under investigation. Midland, 6, 2 youth under the age of 18, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. 2 cases are listed as outbreak related and the rest are still under investigation. Oro Medonte, 4, 3 youth under the age of 17 and 1 person between the ages of 65 and 79. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 4, 1 youth under the age of 18, 1 person between 35 and 44 and 2 people between the ages of 45 and 64. 2 are linked to close contact and 2 are still under investigation. Tay, 3, 2 youth under the age of 18 and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. All 3 case remain under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 3, 1 person between 18 and 34, 1 person between 35 and 44 and 1 person between 65 and 79 years of age. 2 cases are linked to close contact and the third remains under investigation. Bradford West Gwillimbury, 3, 3 people between 18 and 34. 1 case is listed community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Penetanguishene, 3, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old and 2 people between the age of 45 and 64. 2 cases are outbreak related and the third remains under investigation. Isa, 2, 1 person under the age of 18 and 1 person between the age of 65 and 79. 1 case is linked to close contact and the other is still under investigation. Clearview, 1, 1 person between the ages of 18 and 34. The case is under investigation. Severn, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years of age. All 3 cases remain under investigation. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the second remains under investigation. Included in the new cases reported today are 66 unvaccinated, 3 partially vaccinated, and 37 fully vaccinated people. There are currently 748 active cases in the region. There are currently 33 people from Simcoe County and 2 from Muskoka region hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 16,513 cases of COVID-19 with 15,484 of those cases recovered and 281 cases ending in death. More than 74% of the population living in Simcoe Muskoka, including children, have received both doses of vaccine and just over 79% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Active outbreaks. Current school outbreaks in Simcoe County include Chris Hadfield Public School, Bradford, declared December 9, 5 cases. Emma King Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 9, 4 cases. East Oro Elementary School, Hawkstone, declared December 9, 3 cases. Ardag Bluffs Public School, Barrie, declared December 8, 3 cases. Tay Shore Public School, Victoria Harbor, declared December 8, 5 cases. Algonquin Ridge Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 8, 6 cases Worsley Elementary School, Wasaga Beach, declared December 8, 7 cases unnamed private school, Simcoe County, declared December 6, 7 cases St. Angela Merici Catholic Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 9 cases St. Teresa of Calcutta Elementary School, Bradford, declared December 6, 2 cases Killarney Beach Public School, Lefroy, declared December 6, 12 cases Holly Meadows Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 3, 7 cases Marchmont Public School, Orillia, declared December 3, 3 case M. Vale District High School, M. Vale, declared December 2, 5 cases La Source Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 6 cases Willow Landing Elementary School, Barrie, declared December 2, 3 cases, previously an outbreak from November 4 to 10. Our Lady of Grace Elementary School, Angus, declared November 29, 3 cases Innisdale Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 29, 8 cases Uptergrove Public School, Remara, declared November 26, 5 cases unnamed private school, Simcoe County, declared November 26, 32 cases Ferndale Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 9 cases Tosoronto Central Public School, Everett, declared November 22, 16 cases ESC Nouvelle Alliance Secondary School, Barrie, declared November 19, 3 cases Forest Hill Public School, Midhurst, declared November 19, 7 cases Trillium Woods Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 18, 7 cases Monsignor Clare Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 15, 8 cases St. Marie of the Incarnation, Bradford, declared November 15, 12 cases Terry Fox Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 10, 13 cases outbreaks declared over December 8, Stayner Collegiate Institute, Stayner, declared December 2, 2 cases St. John Vianney Elementary School, Barrie, declared November 26, 9 cases other ongoing outbreaks reported in Simcoe County include unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared December 9, 6 cases unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared December 8, 4 cases unnamed respite, hospice in Muskoka Region, declared December 6, 4 cases 2 unnamed child care facilities in Simcoe County, both declared on December 2, one with 3 cases and one with 4 cases Waterford Retirement Residence, Barrie, declared November 29, fewer than 5 staff cases and fewer than 5 resident cases unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 19, 9 cases unnamed shelter in Simcoe County, declared November 2, 26 cases breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on December 6. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate weekly incidence rate percent of 12 plus pop. With 2 doses of vaccine adj Tosoronto 262-257, 2 December 8, 2211 4 276.1%, Barrie 5,695-5, 270,132 the 13th of December 9-3, 712,139.85.4%, Bradford WG 2,418-2,321 403 December 9th 5, 539,144.85.2%, Clearview 183,168,5,3 December 9th 1,217,4,784.3%, Collingwood 318,300,4 December 7th 1,289,4,989.3%, ESA 646,617,6,3 December 9th 2,689,174.3%, Innisfil 1,523,1,457 the 21st of December 9 3,694.6484%, Midland 275,242,6,2 December 9th 1,502,8287.3%, New Tecumseh 1,754-1,718 the 19th of December 9 4,143-4579.9%, Orillia 529,459.96 December 9th 1,565,160.89.7%, Oro Medant 330-294-6 1 December 9, 1415 5183.7% Penetanguishene 265, 246, 8 December 9, 2739 7390.9% Remara 163, 154, 1 December 8, 1. 559,105.86.3% Severn 156, 128, 3 December 9, 1041.2784.8% Springwater 431, 395, 2 December 9, 1011.7591% Tay 163, 152, 3 December 9, 1453.8087.1% Tiny 172, 165, 2 December 8, 1282.3779.4% Wasaga Beach 410, 393, 5, 2 December 9, 1738.586.2% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital weekly COVID-19 incidence rate per 100,000 by municipality for week of November 28. N.A. indicates fewer than 5 cases in a week.